The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hey there, this is Lisa Campion, and we are here today on The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time. So today is such a treat for me. I have a really amazing healer and a very good friend of mine on the show with us today. Her name is Jean Papagni. I've known her for, like, I'm not kidding, 20 years, and we've gone through a lot of our spiritual growth journey together. And she's an incredible transformational coach and a family constellations facilitator. She also teaches yoga. She's a meditation teacher. She works with individuals and groups to help them really identify and shift these disempowering beliefs and unconscious behavior patterns that don't work anymore and that kind of get us stuck into these unconscious grooved patterns that we have. And I did one of these family constellation sessions with her last week, and we just thought, I was thinking about how amazing it was, an incredible session for me, really, like, this incredibly deep breakthrough that I had in my own personal journey. And I got to thinking how cool it would be to talk about it on the radio and share with all of you guys her talent, the amazingness of this modality, and what that process was like for me. So this is going to be a little bit more of a personal show than I normally do, but I love that stuff. So let's go ahead and talk about it. So welcome, Jean.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I know. I'm so excited to have you too. So tell us a little bit about even what is family constellations, because it's such a powerful modality, and yet I think maybe a lot of people haven't heard about it yet.
Happy to explain it more. It is a therapeutic healing modality that was founded by Bert Hellinger, who was a German psychotherapist, former Catholic priest. And he developed this way of looking at the wounding in a family lineage. He was finding in his practice there were patterns that were repeating over and over again in his clients. And he could begin to trace these patterns back through the generations into parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. And when I say patterns, it could be trauma. Typically, it could be some type of a trauma that happened in the family system, or limiting beliefs that were passed down through generations, betrayals or breaks in somehow something went awry in the family system. And a lot of these times he was tracing them back to many generations ago, relating to things like the Holocaust or the potato famine or slavery. And a lot of the traumas that happened at those in those instances were passed down through our ancestry, and we're carrying a lot of this wounding within us, and it relates to some of the patterns of our behaviors or some of our limiting beliefs. And so I was so inspired when I was first introduced to this work, and I realized the profound healing possibilities when we're able to really look at wounding that and trauma that happened before us and shine a light on it, so we can shift the beliefs around it, shift the beliefs around ourselves, and make some really dramatic new patterns for how to live more fully in the here and now.
Yeah, and it's so interesting that now, you know, the study of epigenetics is really all about even finding out how those traumas get passed down through generations through our genetics. So it's like even science is proving that this is a real thing.
It is absolutely a real thing. There's so much science that's backing this. And our DNA is affected when these traumas happen. There is so much that our body, that our cells begin to shift and change because of these traumas, and then the following generations carry that through.
And it
is very unconscious.
Yeah, and even in not just the DNA, but it's sort of like the pattern, the it's like the framework you're born into, or the you know, unconscious belief systems and worldview and, you know, viewpoint and energy and the way we handle things, the way we think, the way we process our emotions, all, it's all, I kind of think of it as like, in a way, like for me, it's like the family virus, the family curse, but also the incredible things about our families too that we get past.
That's right. That's right. It absolutely goes both ways. In family constellation work, they refer to that as the morphogenetic field,
right,
or the knowing field. And it's this invisible organizing pattern within our system that they tend to be in themes, but it can be fairly unique the way it plays out in our own family system. But it's kind of like this unconscious pattern that all the generations buy into. And then it's just that belief is adopted. It's then believed by the next generation. And then the next generation, they believe it too. For example, like the repression of women and sexuality. If you track that back several generations, of course we know what it was like two and three generations ago. But then you're a modern day woman and you wonder, why do I feel so repressed? Why am I ashamed of my sexuality? It doesn't really make sense. It wasn't really part of my upbringing, or like your logical mind says, I feel like a modern day woman and I can do whatever I want. But yet there's all these beliefs that came down that are still within us that limit what we do.
And what kinds of patterns are there? Some really big, heavy ones that often come up, you know, that you see over and over again. What are some of them?
Right. Well, when you start looking at, things that happened generations ago, like war and famine, the Holocaust. So how that translates into more modern day, like how that comes out in our daily living, can be themes of scarcity, the themes of perpetrator victim, which can go back to, you know, when our ancestors were in war, but that gets somehow passed down and there are these perpetrator-victim patterns that are currently playing out in our present-day life. We often adopt hidden loyalties to a parent that we actually never felt love from or we weren't connected to, and we reject a parent, which can be really profoundly disturbing to ourselves when we reject a parent. But then we'll pull in people from our in our current life that actually have the qualities that we rejected in our parent. So often you'll see a woman will marry an alcoholic and her dad was an alcoholic.
Right.
Even though she knows that was such a terrible life that she lived as a product of an alcoholic father, but yet the pattern just repeats itself because it's unconscious.
Right.
So, I find it fascinating when you start going really far back into the major world upsets that really caused a lot of trauma, and how modern day us are holding some of these similar patterns in us right now, and it's causing a lot of harm in ourselves and in our relationships.
And how did you get pulled into this work? Like, how did you discover it, and what's the impact been for you?
Well, 20 years ago, when I was really struggling, I was in a postpartum depression, and I was feeling really isolated, alone. I was a stay-at-home mom that had just, you know, I basically felt like I had to give up my job to tend to the needs of my family, and I was really struggling, searching. I was like, there's something more for me. There's something more that I need to be doing. I feel really limited and closed in, and I started this pretty rigorous spiritual quest. To get to know myself better, to really go inward, and to find others who were really passionate about the deeper questions of life. And through this program called the Priestess Path Apprenticeship at Women's Mystery School, I was introduced to this work. And once I got a taste of it, I said, this is fascinating. This is profoundly transformative. I have to pursue it. And so I met more teachers. I ended up working in a men's correction facility, working with incarcerated men, doing family constellation work, and that was truly life-changing for me to see this work with this population and how profoundly healing it was for them to look at their wounding and looking into their ancestry. And so I just pursued finding more teachers and really felt called to facilitate and to make this work available to more people because it had such a profound impact on my own life.
Well, it had a profound impact on me too. And we just did a session last week and I do want to kind of get into that. But before that, tell us what a little bit, what's a session like? How, there's a few different ways that you can work with people. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I work both in a group format as well as one-on-one privately with clients. So when clients call, you know, we'll have a consultation just to kind of go over what are they struggling with, what is it they're wanting in their life, to determine whether a group process or a one-on-one process is more appropriate for what they're working through. And in both in the one-on-one and the group process, what we're doing is we're setting up a family, their field, setting up the representatives in the struggle that they're working with. And we set them up, we set that up either privately, we'll do it using props to represent different energies, you know, their mother, their father, their brother, whoever's appropriate for that situation. And in a group, we've got people in the circle who will stand in as what we call, quote unquote, representatives of that particular energy that they're wanting to look at. So it's as a client, when you're in a large group family constellation and you're the focal client, we're having representatives from the circle come in and stand in the energy of, let's say, your mother or your father, whatever, and those representatives tune into that energy. And it's not acting, it's not pretending what you think that person would do. You're actually representing that energy. And something happens that's very mystical and hard to explain until you actually do the work. But you're standing in the energy of that person, and the person who's representing will start to say things like, all of a sudden I'm feeling this anger, this rage, and I it's not mine. I don't know where it's coming from. It's just happening in me right now. And so all these different representatives will share certain energies, and the dynamics begin to unfold around where the client is blocked, and truths will begin to reveal themselves through the dynamics of all the representatives working together. And it's a really complex process. It's hard to describe, and it's very somatic, very experiential, intuitive work. And what fascinates me so much about this is people who I work with would come to me and say, I'm really not intuitive. And this is part of why I got so hooked. Like, I'm not intuitive. I can't sense energies. I don't, none of that happens to me. And then they get into a family constellation, and all of a sudden, all kinds of energy is running through them. All kinds of thoughts and feelings and images start to appear, and they share what their experience, and it has a very dramatic effect in bringing healing about, shining light on the situation in the client's life that we're looking at. And so I do that in both that one-on-one and a group format, and it's a beautiful process. And the point is not only just to dredge up kind of the, you know, whatever happened, kind of the wounding, or look at it as if it's happening outside of you. It's easier when you're a client and you're watching this, your life kind of in front of you, and see all these hidden dynamics. Eventually where we're heading is a healing movement where we can look at what the wounding was, name it, acknowledge it, shine the light on it, and then say, okay, how do we want to rewrite the story? What would bring healing? What are the words that need to be spoken in order to shift those limiting beliefs, shift that wounding, so we can turn this into a more empowered way of looking at the situation, heal what happened, you know, whenever, way back when, or, you know, however it played out. And so we can step into a new way of releasing that wounding and believing a new way to live your life without that limited belief or without that trauma.
Yeah. So what's amazing to me about it, sort of the real miracle about this, is that it heals up the generations. Like, so you can actually be healing wounds for people that have passed away, or they're not in, you know, they're not alive anymore, but also in your downline. So you can be healing that wound in your children or your grandchildren. It sort of goes throughout time, backwards and forwards, when you release that energy, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's fascinating to me. And sometimes a client will come and present with a struggle that they're having, and they'll think it's just happening in modern day. Well, you know, I don't get along with my brother, and I don't speak anymore. And they think it's just limited to this lifetime. Well, how can we heal that? Why don't we shift that? But in a constellation, often what happens is we'll see that this might be a pattern from their grandparents' generation, where siblings didn't get along because something happened back then where the original wound took place, and it trickled down the generations. And if we can go back and identify what was the wounding back then, we can rewrite that story in the constellation, and then things begin to shift energetically in a very mysterious, inexplicable way. I'll have clients say, you know, I hadn't spoken to my brother in 10 years, but after that constellation, he called me out of the blue. We're part of an energetic field. Like, we're all connected. We're all in the same field. And what we do and what we believe and what our intentions are have a direct effect on the energetics of our family system. Things will shift through intention and through healing work that we do, and then mysteriously beautiful things will start to unfold just based on what our intention was. And our intentions in the family constellation is always for healing, is always for new possibilities and living a more fully expressed life, and looking at how to release what's holding us back.
And that was definitely my experience. So you had me do this preparatory work that's called family mapping, which was to write down like what had happened in my, there was a series of questions about my, you know, the traumas and experiences of my family, what I was bringing into it. And I was as I was writing it down, I was like, it was really hard to do for me because I'm like, there's so much pain, there's so much trauma. I was feeling sort of sick. Like after I wrote it, I was like, oh, I feel queasy now and everything. And I'm like, surely it's not that bad, you know? And then I hand it to you and you're looking at it and your face is like going kind of pale. And you look at me and you go, I feel sort of nauseous now. I was like, oh my God, I think I broke Jean. I think I brought her something. She's like, so like, doesn't even know what to do with it. And she's trying to put on a good face for it. And I was like, oh my God, is my family that much more messed up than everybody else's? And maybe it is. I don't know. Tell us about that and the family mapping thing.
Well, you know, a lot of times when I have clients fill out the family mapping, there's not much on there just because they don't know. They just don't have a lot of facts. They weren't close to their parents. Their parents didn't share any stories. They know nothing about their grandparents. So we don't have a lot of facts to begin with, but yet we'll get into the constellation and a lot will be revealed that they weren't aware of through the dynamics of the constellation. Now, in your case, you knew a lot. You know, you knew a lot about your family history, about your parents, your grandparents, your aunts and your uncles. You had so much information. So it was a lot to look at because you just knew so much. Your parents had shared a lot with you, which is really an exception. Most parents, the problem is, and this is where so much of the wounding just gets exacerbated, is the secrets, the family secrets.
Yeah.
So the babies out of wedlock, the brother who went to prison, the great-grandfather that there was some suspicions, maybe there was some incest, but nobody talks about it. It's all hidden. And everybody buries it and pretends that none of this stuff happened.
All right.
And so when a client comes and they have a lot of facts and they know a lot, then we've got a richer, meatier place to start from.
It was certainly rich and meaty. Jean was like, I don't really know where to start with this because you know, it's so interesting because you chose to start with sort of the gnarliest piece of it, and what ended up occurring, which I was game for. I'm like, why not go for the big one, you know? And what really happened was, you know, it was so amazing to me because you're like, okay, I could see this moment where things were kind of not not moving forward and I didn't know where to go. Like I felt stuck and you're like, let's back it up a few generations. Let's look at like 2, 3, 4 generations ago, like where this came into being. And all of a sudden I was like, and I mean, I'm a psychic, so I have visions and see things and stuff. But even if I wasn't, I was feeling it in my body. I felt like this like woman, like kind of an old woman carrying this super heavy burden. And like I had, you know, this giant weight on my shoulders. And I knew that I was in this town in France and my family is from France. So that would make sense to me. And I could just, and you know, through the course of the whole experience, I could really see it was like I was there. I felt like, you know, in Star Trek, when you go to the holodeck and you're in totally immersed in the energy and the environment of what that felt like and who else was there and what was going on and what was the dynamic. It was just one of the most remarkable experiences I've ever had.
Yeah. It's pretty powerful when we allow ourselves to step back into the energy of our ancestors. And
yeah.
it happens. And it's for many, you would hear this and go, well, that doesn't happen. That's not possible. But it actually, all, you know, I've done this so many times and I've been a representative so many times that I absolutely believe it. It absolutely is happening. We can step into those energies. And the point being is to generate compassion and experience with what it was like to be that person, to be either the perpetrator or the victim or the person who was traumatized, to really step in and feel what it felt like to be a mother during the potato famine.
Mm.
And perhaps she was violent, perhaps she was angry, perhaps she did all of these terrible things. But when you step into the whole picture, the whole reality of what it is to live in poverty and you're trying to feed 8 children and how you can see why certain behaviors would have occurred, why they would have made certain choices that now we have all sorts of judgment about.
Right.
But if you really step in, it really changes your perception of why she did what she did and how this got passed down.
I felt so, mine wasn't a really, I think potato famine thing was what was a lot about poverty and war in France. And I was able to feel not only the pain of this ancestor of mine, which I really want to look back through my genealogy and see if I can actually find her. But also like I could feel like the suffering she had, but I also could feel what was amazing about her. Like she had this like really witchy quality. She had this like inner knowing, this sort of psychicism and this, what you called sovereignty, which is like this inner strength that no matter what happened to her, nothing was going to really get her. And it was just, it made me feel proud of my ancestors, you know, it made me feel like proud of and fond of how, that those people are where I am now, you know, that they're part of it.
Yeah. Their struggles, their, the strengths and the weaknesses, what they did right and what we would deem not right now, you know, all of it plays into what helped them to survive, And because they survived, we are here today.
Yeah.
And there's an honoring that happens in the constellations where we acknowledge maybe they didn't do it all right. You know, there was trauma. There's all sorts of wounding that happened. Maybe they didn't do it all right, but there needs to be an honoring that they survived. They found a way to survive because if they didn't,
we wouldn't be here.
No further generations could continue.
Wow. And I felt after the session, I felt this incredible lightness that I still feel now of like having let go of this like gigantic burden that I didn't know, I even know that I had, that I was carrying. So I just am such a fan of this work and I want to, sadly, we're almost out of time, but I just want to thank you so much for that work that we did together. I'm looking forward to doing some more because I think there's still some pieces, but I also want you to share with people how they can connect with you in case they want to, or, you know, experience this work for themselves.
Great. Yeah. My next group workshop is March 22nd in Hopkinton, Massachusetts, for those who are local. And that's going to be 10 to 4 on a Sunday. And I do those pretty frequently, monthly or so. And then they can reach me over my website, which is www.jeanpapagni.com, JeanPapagni.com. And they can sign up for a free consult, so we can just talk about what's going on and what they're looking for and determine what's the best next step for their healing journey and how I can help them experience more freedom in their lives. You know, what really needs to be looked at this stage of the game. Reaching me over my website. I'm also offering a women's group coming up, and that will be both an online and an in-person offering. And I just love this work. I love to do it as often as I can because I find so many people are so dramatically and profoundly affected by it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jean.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Lisa. So appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah, okay. And if you guys want to find me, you can find me at lisacampion.com. And I just want to give you all a big heartfelt heart squeeze today. And thank you for joining us today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.